Big up the Mendum. Welcome to Pitch Picks. If you're new here, this show is not about baseball. It's about our beautiful game. I'm the host, Nikki Smokes. We got Chief, Rudy, Zaw, and Maresh. We're here to talk about the Premier League. And honestly, if you want to make money betting on the Premier League, just fade Rudy. He is a cash cow. All you have to you could literally skip to the end of the episode, hear what Rudy likes over the weekend, and fade him, and you will make money.
Yeah, now that we're on the Barstool Gambling YouTube, I do want to say to all the gambling YouTubers out there that are watching this, I'm new to gambling. Do not follow my picks. Do not listen to what I say.
Fade them.
Do not even – you don't have to tell me that I'm not good at it. I know I'm not good at it. I'm trying my hardest out here. Hopefully we'll recover. I just don't want others to suffer. I want to suffer in silence until I figure out my ass from my elbow.
I do feel like this whole thing where – I feel like you know what you're talking about and Smokes doesn't. But Smokes hits all of his bets, and you hit.
It's because he knows gambling, and
exactly, yeah. Dude. That's the thing. Yeah. There's a difference between knowing ball and knowing lines, yeah. And not the lines that I like to do on Saturday night. I'm talking about the gambling lines. There's a big difference.
This is what the third fourth time now is. Yeah. It's just playing the hits.
The jet sweep, dude.
It's a new channel.
If it's a hit, run it back.
Until they figure out a defense for it.
It is what it is.
Keep running that play.
Like and subscribe, like and subscribe, like and subscribe. All right, before we get into the Premier League games.
Follow our socials.
Yeah.
Because this is on.
Yeah. No, what's up? You do the plug.
Yeah, follow our socials. We also have our own YouTube one, so follow the YouTube on there too.
Yeah, the socials are all Pitch Picks. Zaw forgot to tell you which pages to follow. Yeah, but yeah, follow our socials. Anyway, I want to address this elephant in the room. It's kind of weird that a German is now the new manager of the English football team, right?
No.
No.
No?
No.
They had a Swedishman.
Yeah, they had a Swedish.
Italian.
He's the third foreign manager that they've had.
They had an Irishman.
And I got a take on this one.
Yeah, but like there's a big difference between Swedish and Ireland versus...
Germany and England have a rivalry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On the field, off the field, on the seas, in the air. They've had rivalries everywhere.
They have a chant. The English have a chant about how German bombers are falling out of the sky.
Yeah, that's what it is. But the English are just so insufferable, man. They just hate on everything.
Aren't you English?
Yeah, well, just like Americans. You know, they're like our sport now. They're buying all of our kits and giving us more money to spend in the transfer window. But you don't know ball. You don't know anything about this sport. Stop watching it. But keep buying our kits, you know?
Yeah.
Without us, all they name every single one of your favorite players. They would never ever played for your team. Mm-hmm. It's all us. Henry. It's all us foreign fans, Henry, Aguero, all the legends.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
But back to Tuchel taking over England. Like, one, do you think it was the right hire? And two, I mean, obviously, since he's not an Englishman, do you think the repercussions of him, like if they start out slow, he's going to get slammed 10 times harder than Southgate ever did?
The English manager is going to get choke slammed no matter what.
But do you think it'll be worse because he's not an Englishman?
I think it's just going to be boilerplate, basic England fandom. If you become the England manager, it's like the joy of your life. It is an honor, and you go in there and it's like being president. You just get your dick and balls ripped off, and then that's how it is, even if you do pretty well.
I also think it's the worst possible time to take that job, because if you don't, you have to win a trophy, otherwise it's a failure. Because Southgate, is for all the shit that he was given over the years, he got them pretty close. He kind of got the English, the Football Association, the English national team, back on the rails. Mm-hmm. Like they were sniffing around it, closest they've gotten since they won it in 66. So if Tuchel doesn't get him over the top, then he's a failure.
Yeah.
Where Southgate, I think, will be looked upon favorably historically. Like in 10
yes,
years,
he
people,
will.
Yeah, people are like, oh, that Southgate was awesome.
The other thing about Tuchel is that he is going to burn incredibly hot and incredibly fast. Like, I think this is like a one tournament run.
Really?
Just the World Cup?
He does this, though. Like, he's a great manager, but he doesn't really have much of a shelf life. Like, he ends up rubbing someone the wrong way, whether it be a player or, like, the management or the higher-ups. Like, he comes in, he's like a mercenary.
Yeah.
He's a great coach, and he's a great hire, I think. But he is going, especially with the England fans, like, it is going to be, I think, a one-tournament trip, and hopefully he does great. But it is going to... It's going to be a fucking calamity.
They say that about Pochettino, too. Like, he's got a short shelf life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. A lot of coaches do
well,
in general.
I was going to say this because, look, like, us being Americans, we're not known for soccer. So it makes sense for us to, you know, go hire a foreign coach from somewhere else where soccer is the top sport.
Correct.
There.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my thing is, it's like football was born in England. So, like, the fact that they can't find their own coach that was born and raised there is a little crazy to me. Don't you think, Maresh?
It's English managers are shit. What do you
okay?
There's like Graham Potter. Who's the best English manager there is right now?
I like Graham Potter.
What's the best one of all time?
Alex Ferguson. Is he Scottish?
He's Scottish. Yeah. Probably Charlton. Bobby Charlton.
Best manager for what?
Just an English,
like an English manager.
English manager or for England?
English manager.
That's a loaded question. That's a different question.
But I'm saying, is there a lot of options
right now?
No.
Okay.
I thought maybe Eddie Howe.
Graham Potter, Eddie Howe.
Eddie Howe'd be good, but I don't know if he was available.
Eddie Howe's name was being tossed around.
Listen. Forget about the passport. Tuchel is the best manager available for England right now. He will work for England because shit ain't complicated like Guardiola, who will be fucking doing this with people like Calvin Phillips. He tried that with Calvin Phillips. He had to fucking chase him out the club. It doesn't work. That stuff with English players does not work. You need a guy that can manage proper English football. The big center forward up front, you know, lobbing the balls in type of stuff. The Ricky Lamberts, the Peter Crouch. Of old. So Tuchel's perfect. He's great tournament manager. He manages for tournaments, which is what the international job is. You're not trying to get a manager that builds a culture over 38 games, builds a complicated system. Well, no. You have two games every 2-3 months. You have two games every 2-3 months. You have a tournament that counts every 2 years. And it's, you play like, what, 7-8 games if you go all the way to the final. And you need a guy that's good in those situations. Tuchel's the guy.
He is good at knockout football.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Tuchel is the guy for knockout football.
That is good.
Chelsea,
yeah.
it's on his resume. With Chelsea, with Dortmund. He's unreal. And I think he's going to the what's going to hamper his success are the English fans. And that's
in the media.
They have been the problem for every single England manager since the beginning. Since I've been watching. Since the days of Terry Venables. Since Glenn Hoddle, Sven and all them guys, it's crazy. I mean, they kill every single. Yeah, they are their own worst enemy.
Dude, if I lived in England, I'd be surly too.
They're their own worst enemy.
Shit.
They look
rain,
for
cloudy.
And I don't know why they. I guess I know why they pissed the Germany thing. But like Lee Carsley just. I guess he's interim. They just let him off. He's an Irish.
Yeah,
he's a caretaker.
He's an Irish guy. No, but still.
That's a big rivalry, too.
Yeah, and you got Gary Neville, Carragher, all these old
players.
Yeah,
that
clip
was crazy. They were furious.
Furious.
They were furious?
And they played, they played for Sven.
That's why I brought it up, because...
They played for Sven.
I was listening to those. Like, they literally said it is embarrassing that they had to, like, outsource a new manager.
Same thing with our guy, Mark Goldbridge.
So,
yeah.
Here's my suggestion, then. If it's embarrassing, they gave Tuchel a thing. Give an English manager the job and back him no matter what. That's what they refuse to do. That second part, back him no matter what.
I think like England fans and like that whole like kind of old guard, I think they have like a humiliation kink. Like I think that they enjoy this more. Like they love being like
they love pain.
Sport was
hate.
Born here. Like this is a fuck. Like I think they enjoy that more than like I think if it'd be like the Joker, it's like I wouldn't want to know what to do with a win if I caught it. Like then it's like over. Like I think they really enjoy. Just being pissed. Like, they're so good at it.
Yeah, they are really good at it.
Yeah, we'll see. I think Tuchel's got to have a lot of pressure on him because Southgate had all these players when they were young, teens coming up, starting to get a name, build a name for themselves. He's got them while they're all in their prime. He's got Kane at the end of his era. He's got Saka in his prime. He's got Foden in their prime. If he can't win it with these guys, no one can. So
if he doesn't play favorites, I mean, the national pool is there. He has no excuses.
No, but he has a hard on for weird players like Eric Dier will probably make
Saka.
It in this squad.
Saka's gonna be playing left wing back. Tuchel runs the wing back system. Saka's going back to left wing back. This is why I'm saying this guy needs to stop fucking prioritizing.
Dude, he's the one who had Callum Hudson-Odoi playing
brother,
left wing back.
Saka makes it makes an effort. He makes an effort to make sure he's available for England.
He somehow finds a way to make everything about Saka.
Yeah,
not even just Arsenal, just Saka in particular.
Mm-hmm. I'm worried about his hamstring.
Yeah,
I'm worried about
it. Don't ever do that again.
I'm worried about his hamstring.
You might have your dream come true here.
I'm worried about his hamstring.
Saka might be left out of the England team. Mm-hmm. He might be left out.
I'm praying. I'm praying to God.
Yeah.
He's busy hamstring injuries, and he's trying to play the England second game. That means nothing.
All right. Well, we have a loaded board in the Premier League.
It's a great board.
You know how October 12th for college football was like the mecca?
Yep.
that's what this week is for the Premier League, at least in my opinion. There's not a single bad game this entire week, and even the shit teams are playing an equally shit team that makes the game competitive and like very
There's
entertaining.
A lot of important games too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's start with the first one. This is like a 6:30 kickoff. We got Spurs at home against West Ham. Spurs are -215. West Ham is +500. The draw is +400. Start with Chief and work our way down.
I think Spurs, I mean, the international break came at the wrong time, especially for Brennan Johnson, but they're rolling. They're at home. I feel like they're a pretty good team. West Ham, they're a mess right now. I'm taking Spurs minus. I have it -200. And I'm parlaying it with the over at 2.5, so it's -120.
I like that.
I think people kind of wrote them off maybe a little bit too early.
Spurs?
I think they could be sniffing around that fourth place spot if they keep this up.
That'd be crazy. Rudy, what do you think?
I'm trying to just think differently now in terms of like betting.
Oh, he's fading.
No, Rudy, you can't.
I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am, dude.
I'd be like that sometimes. I don't know, dude.
Like, I just don't know. Like, what do I think?
All right. Don't give the pick.
I won't.
Tell me what you think of the game.
I think that Spurs are going to win this game. I agree with Chief. I think they are coming into form. West Ham is difficult to, like.
They haven't got it. Like, they should be
they
better.
They just don't have it. They're still in second gear.
Yeah.
And so, no-brainer. It's Tottenham. Why are West Ham +500, 450? That's weird to me.
That is crazy.
They're daring you to bet on it.
If I speak.
So, what do you think?
The over in this one.
Yeah.
It might be a draw.
Look, I like both teams to score no draw at -110. I think both teams to score in this game was -200. I'm just not laying that juice. But you guys are talking about like Spurs are in this first gear. I mean, they're really not.
That's what I was about to say.
Like they're not that good.
They bottled last weekend against Brighton.
Yeah,
they're up 2-0, lose 3-2. West Ham's coming off a win. I just don't see.
I like their team. Like I think they're on paper they make sense. They get burned sometimes that high line, but I think Solanke's still getting into form for them too. I think he's going to make a big difference. So now, like after the international break, they get to drill a little bit more, get to train a little bit more. I think the talent level.
And then there's another international break.
Yeah, but I think the talent level is there for them, and I do think Big Ange will get that project going.
And I admittedly have like rose tinted glasses because they play a very appealing style of football.
Totally,
like, they're very fun to
like,
watch.
Like I want them to be.
So I just like want them to do well. Like they I do agree. I see what you're saying.
Right.
But they sort of just like kind of hypnotize me because it's like they're just very fun to watch.
Maresh?
I just think inversely, like they're coming off a stinging loss where they were up 2-0 going into half and lost 3-2. No time to train together after the international break. It hits right after that. Kind of a few days to get things back in order, and then they got to play West Ham first game of the weekend. That's a tough one.
I also think that like that happening and then going on international break is like did that even happen?
It's like you bury the ball.
Yeah,
that's a
bury
the ball
you
game.
Think that's a bury thing.
Yeah.
Ball no, Ange came out in his press conference I think this morning and he was like that loss stung and it sat with me. And he was already saying that we haven't had time. Like I'm just saying, regurgitating what he said.
But here's my point to that though. If that has stung them for that long and it's boiling up in that locker room, they might fucking pop off this weekend.
I think so too. And then you know we can talk about that game, but their game before that they beat the brakes off of Man United.
Yeah, 3-0. Sorry, Maresh. Yeah. I mean you guys are just the laughingstock of the league. But all right. So you got Tottenham and the over 2.5.
Yep.
You think Tottenham's going to win?
I think Tottenham's going to win.
Okay, that's fine. That's not a pick.
Not giving a pick. Just an opinion.
Zot likes the over. I like both teams to score no draw. And Maresh?
Well, mine's a player pick. It's Brennan Johnson to score assist +100.
Okay. I like that.
He is red hot right
he
now.
Is.
He is red hot.
He scored for Wales.
That's why that international break might have cooled the bullet down.
Oh, he scored for Wales.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's
red hot.
He is red hot. He's red hot.
It was 7-7.
Yeah, his boots on fire. All right, next game we got. I don't know why I am so intrigued by this game. And I'm very happy Arsenal's playing 2 hours later because I might only watch this game. It's Ipswich versus Everton. I don't know why I fucking love this game so much. It's like watching two shit NFL teams compete, but like there's going to be some magic in that game. And I think it could be a turning point for Ipswich. I think they're going to win.
They don't have a win yet.
That's why I think they're going to win. I think this is going to be the first Premier League win for Ipswich.
I hope it's like that Wolves-Brentford game.
And their favorite. I feel like everyone's like, oh, I'm getting Everton at plus 195. Like, that sounds free money. Oh, Everton's finding their form, blah, blah, blah. But here comes little Ipswich at home. First win of the season. I'm taking Ipswich plus 140.
This is a big, like, styles make fights, too, because all we've ever heard about is Ipswich wants to be more open. They want to be progressive. Everton's not that.
No.
So that, to me, is almost like the perfect recipe, where it's like Everton will let them have the ball. They want the ball, but they don't really have that Premier League quality. So then they're going to turn it over, and then Jack Harrison and these guys hit him on the break, Calvert-Lewin, whoever Sean Dyche plays up top. I think I'm leaning Everton away. Plus 195.
All right, Rudy.
I just don't know how you bet on Everton, or like how you like confidently make decisions on Everton. I mean, that's just me. Like, I don't know what
Feel like everyone feels the same way. Like, you're not thinking, you're not saying anything crazy.
Yeah, I just don't even know, like, it's fucking like adrenaline inducing thing being an Everton fan. Like, it must be fucking thrilling.
For all the wrong reasons.
I just think that Everton has more experience. They obviously do. I think that Ipswich, I like what you're saying, like, they're going to get a win. But at the end of the day, Everton, for how bad they are, they do have experience, and I think that they will handle an inferior opponent mentally.
I think so, too. And I like the under in that. If you parlay Everton and the under, so a 1-1 or 2-0 game, it's plus 550.
Damn.
So.
Sound like a trap to me.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I might circle that one.
That's all I'm gonna say. Yeah. Za?
Yeah, if my golden boot was not coming from this game, I am the polar opposite of what Nicky Smokes is about this game. Could not give two shits. My main event just so happens to be going on during the same time as this game.
Oh my days.
It's just my main event is the same time as this game.
What's your main
event? I wonder what that
could be. His main event's gonna be the next game I bring up.
All right. I wonder what the main
event. So Zaz got nothing in this game. I like Ipswich.
An empty lap for my goal.
I like the lap. The lap's a dog. I'll fuck with that. All right, Ipswich, Everton. I guess Everton and the lap to score. Is that?
Okay. The lap to score.
I have a feeling this is Zaw's Super Bowl. Manchester United at home against Brentford. Zaw, talk to him.
Listen, I don't think Nicky Smokes. I don't think you realize how perfect of a storm is brewing. I do not think you realize how perfect of a storm is brewing. And that asshole knows it. He knows it. Bro, right after the Ineos board meeting, you survived that. And then you have Brentford at home. My brother, it's like God is looking down at me, and he's like, "Yo, Zai, you've had a tough 2 weeks. Here's a little present. Here's a little something for your Saturday." That's what God is doing.
Christmas came early for Zaza.
That's what God is doing to me.
Maresh, like, what is this perfect storm he's talking about?
If we can escape the first 10 minutes against Brentford, we can do anything. But that first 10
nobody
minutes.
Nobody does.
How about the first minute and a half? The 10 minutes is irrelevant.
The first 10 minutes is going to be squeaky bum time.
For this game, this entire.
With Johnny Evans at left back.
Brother. We don't know what's going on, but right now, all I know is no Mainu, no Mizrahi, no Ugarte.
Oh my days. Oh my days.
Your stadium. brother, your Old Trafford.
It might collapse.
Is going to be on edge. This is the game of the week.
This is the game of the week. This is make or break of the season.
This is the game of the week.
Are they going to move forward? They have to win. If they lose, it's going to keep getting worse.
Smokes. I can't reiterate this enough. It is literally the perfect storm. Everything about this fixture.
I think that storm can hit within the first 10 minutes. Like, if Brentford goes up 1-0 in the first 5 minutes of this game, Old Trafford might fall down and collapse.
If that happens, it's going to be bad. Here's the one thing to know about Brentford. They have one of the number two goal scorer in Mbeumo with six. They have conceded one of the highest amounts of goals in the league.
13. Yeah, but y'all can't score goals.
We can score goals against teams that let us concede or let concede. Southampton, we put three away. We could probably do that against.
I think you have five goals all year,
and three of those were against Southampton.
I haven't heard Ten Hag speak. Who's out?
Well, I know Ugarte walked. It got injured last night.
What happened?
Did
he stub his toe?
Hamstring.
Oh shit! I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at the head.
Mesrawy had like a heart condition, so he'll be out for maybe about a month.
That sucks.
Maynu hamstring as well. He'll be out as well. So it'll probably be Casemiro.
Don't laugh at injuries.
I'm not laughing at the injury. I'm laughing at.
You're laughing at the situation.
I'm laughing at Man United fans. Not that people are hurt and are struggling.
It's the back pairing. It'll probably be Martinez and De Ligt, but Lindelof will come in as a sub maybe. Or he moves to three at the back. I have no idea.
After hearing that information that you've just given to me, I have a follow up question. Who's your midfield? Because you just named
Bruno.
Three of your starters, and them motherfuckers are out.
Bruno, Eriksen, and Casemiro.
By God.
It's not that bad.
It could be way worse.
It sounds great on paper.
So
in reality,
unathletic.
Rudy, you know it.
So they have no athletes.
Those are big names. Big names. In actual reality,
dude, it would have
bums.
It would have been a fierce midfield in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right
Eriksen's been pretty high. He's got like three goals and assists.
I'll give you that. He's decent.
He's just scored for Denmark in the international break. He's got minutes there.
Bruno,
so I think he'll be fine.
Bruno, the problem with Bruno falls. Bruno is in the Saka Rashford category. That's a problem. Like, he's got a microscope under him. So anything he does is overblown. Mm-hmm. I think he hasn't been great.
He's been shit.
He hasn't been great. He hasn't been as bad as the problem is you guys overreact. He hasn't been as bad as United fans make it to see.
Well, it's because if he plays average, it's a disaster.
He's their sucker.
Has to be great.
Bro, they have two of them. They have Rashford. We only have to deal with that shit with Saka. They have Rashford and Bruno. I love when you do that. I swear, if they lose, my God.
If we don't lose, unfortunately, it still affects.
That's the thing.
Day.
I don't want him to lose. I want him to win. I want him to fuck. I don't know what I want.
I've seen you when United win. You are deflated. You get so sad.
No, but if they win, if they lose, that's too much.
What if we fuck around and start fucking piecing together a little bit of a system?
Brother, the stove is hot. If they lose in front of 70,000 motherfuckers after the board meeting, my goodness.
That would be scenes. And look, I looked at this game and I was thinking United, and you just named your whole team's not playing. And
there's something about the lines.
Brentford's just different right now,
Brentford's
bro.
Brentford's what, plus 350?
Yeah, plus 340.
That's daring you to bet. Root at it.
I'm going to take the draw in this game,
I'm in a real
game,
tough
then.
Position right now.
Do I take that?
I don't think you have enough talent to overcome. Like, look, I really don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, if I'm being honest. I just think all the players you just named out, I don't think you have the depth, and correct me if I'm wrong, to like replace them and win this game, especially if Brentford scores in the first 10 minutes. I think they could go up 1-0, and then you guys tie it up late with some fucking Garnacho off the bench, 75th, 80th minute goal, and you fucking steal a point, and Ten Hag survives another week. And
Zaha
gets
a point at home. That's dropping points.
Yeah, dropping points, whatever. You know what the fuck I mean, bro. I think you guys are going to get 1 point. I'm taking the draw, plus 330.
All right, Rudy, you have... the opportunity to make my life.
Sorry.
How do I wield this? That line, I really want to bet Brentford, but I can't. I won't. I will not.
What are you going to bet, Rudolph?
My opinion on the game is I think it's going to be a draw.
Okay.
Because this is one of those situations where United falter at times you don't really expect it. And this is one of those ones where you're like, oh, my God, they're going to absolutely fall apart. They will not completely fall apart. They will probably get a draw, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Chief, don't fucking do this to me, man. If we all take this fucking draw, United's going to win 4-0.
No. I got something a little bit different for you.
Okay.
This is the perfect double chance game. I'm taking Brentford or draw. That's plus with on 115, but I'm parlaying it with the over 2.5 for plus 300. I feel like that's great value. You're kind of on both sides of the bet without being on United, which never feels safe. I do think this game smells like draw. If they do a Brentford and they score early, I don't think that they're going to be able to rescue it late. I think that's when it's like it becomes more than squeaky bum time. It becomes like it's diarrhea everywhere. Oh, it's going to be a
I would say it's actually like taking one of those shits that are so like round that you have to like really pump three times to get it out. Yeah. I think that's because diarrhea is too smooth. It just comes out right away.
I just think it's going to be a mess.
Yes. Okay. Mess. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the dude wipes ready.
Do I make my, do I put like the suicide vest on and just, and say my bet of the week is United?
Look how mad Mirage is.
He hits some bets. He's 1-4.
I know.
He is 1-4.
Listen, I need this game so bad that I'm not even gonna risk. I don't need no juju. No,
you're being a fucking pussy. You can't sit up here and dance and piss on him, and then when it's time to give the pick, I can't give it.
That's what I do. That's what I do. If you ask me who's winning this game, Brentford, am I putting an official pick? I can't.
Okay,
afford,
that's fine. That's
I can't
fine.
Afford to be the one that fucks up a perfect Saturday for myself. That's like committing suicide, grabbing a gun, pointing it at my own head, and pulling the trigger. Hell no. I want to be partying on Saturday, so I am going to watch this from my couch. No skin in the game. No signs of African juju or anything. And I think I'm going to enjoy my Saturday.
This is one of those, if you look at United, like, this is, hey, we got to circle the wagons. I think Ten Hag is incapable of circling the wagons. Like, that guy is he's not going to be able to get a big-time performance out of that group. I think that ship has sailed. So I think if Brentford scores early, I think it's – they're not going to be able to get back in that game.
We'll see.
All right, so you're going Brentford draw.
Brentford or draw with the over plus 300. That's my number one bet of the week.
Really? The parlay?
The parlay.
Rudy?
I'm going draw.
Za?
Lean Brentford. No
Maresh?
Man, you money line.
Okay.
I honestly like that, Maresh.
I like it from Maresh. I don't like it. You got to back your guys. You got to believe in your team.
Those are your guys.
When I see United minus 145, it's a big name club going up against Brentford. They're plus 340, and then that draw is just plus 330. That's usually when I bet draws because that's telling me that, hey, Brentford's good enough to compete, not necessarily good enough to win. I'll take the draw plus 3.
Rasmus, your guys.
Next game we got is Fulham. Fulham at home against Aston Villa. Fulham actually the favorite in this game. They're plus 145. The draw is plus 245. Villa is plus 190. You guys know I love Fulham at home. I love this Fulham team in general.
Cabo.
I got to go with Fulham at home. I think they get the job done.
Craven.
I don't know about that. I think.
You think I'm reaching?
I think this one's going to be a draw.
I think I'm going to go – I don't love this game. I think I'm going Villa just because I do – we just saw Fulham against Forest. I don't think they're that great. I don't – like, they're off to a great start. I do think they have to come back to what they are, which is firmly in the middle of the table. They're flying a little too close to the sun right now. Villa is awesome. Like, Villa is legitimate.
They're a great
awesome.
Team.
So, I think if you give them at plus 190 – there's not going to be too many chances this year to get Villa at plus 190.
Yeah, but doesn't that scream, I'm a fucking mush?
I am.
All right.
Okay, so, but I can't ignore it, though. I can't say, like, oh, like, Villa is the better team. They should win. I'm just going to, like, don't think, just throw. I'm taking Villa.
Zah, don't say anything. Oh, what's going on? Don't say anything. Rudy, what do you like in this game?
Chief said it perfectly. I'm not thinking I'm just throwing. Bet of the week, Villa.
Thank you. All right. Zah, go ahead.
I'd like to change my pick.
What's going on? Hey, Rudy, all you need is one good week and all this ends.
I'm just like, dude, I'm right now, it's like Men in Black. I'm just like zapping my brain. It's like, whatever, dude. Like, that makes sense. Plus 190, Villa's a better team. I'm going to bet that.
Yep.
I'm just going to keep throwing, and it's like.
It's going
to
hit.
I'm not going to get to the Sam Darnold part where I'm like, I'm seeing ghosts. Like, I'm just going to keep throwing. Like,
yeah, I respect that.
Yeah.
Zah, go ahead.
What's going on with the international players? That's probably it.
Amadou Onana out.
They have a lot of injuries. They have a lot of South Americans.
They do have injuries.
Those are long flights.
Yeah.
Jet lag.
Yeah.
Well, Duran doesn't start.
They do have injuries.
Emi Martinez does.
Maybe a nice Fulham first half. They come out at home. They're buzzing, and then Villa just pounds them late in the game. They put the subs on at the end.
Duran, they need him. He may not start, but they need him. He's the only one that scores for them.
Listen, they looked a little flat in their last game before the break. Against United, they gave United opportunities and chances that I didn't think United would.
Charity.
They didn't. They didn't. bury them, but they had them.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, this game looks like a draw. And Fulham are at home. Craven Cottage gets up.
Yeah. Especially for a game like this.
If I brick this one, I'm going to bet Man City. Like, if it doesn't matter if it's minus 2,000.
Well, that doesn't count, Rudy. We can't let that happen.
Sometimes you guys got to see one go in the hole.
I mean, I know.
If he gives out a minus 3,000 pick as his official play of the week, he'll never live that. I'd rather him go 0 for 15 than ever give that out and hit that.
That's like when your grandma gave you a savings.
Honestly, no, wait. Rudy, please bet Manchester City.
I need like the guided fishing tours when like you bring your kid and then they like get a fish on and then they like hand him the rod. Yeah. And it's like on the
you
boat.
You got it. Yeah.
You did it. It's like
and
that's what I
just
need.
Just for all the new listeners out there, like we're not just making this shit up about Rudy. He has powers. He's bet Mo Salah to score, did not score. Isak to score, did not score. Haaland to score, did not score. Oh. Cole fucking Palmer, he got him to not put one in the back of the net.
And in that game, he got the ball to dance on the goal line.
Yeah.
that was like your voodoo.
Like, if it didn't hit your goalie's butt hair, it would have gone in.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going Fulham. Chief and Rudy are going Villa. Zod, did you give a pick?
Draw.
Draw? Yeah. Maresh?
I like the draw.
All right, interesting. This next game is going to be great, too. Newcastle at home against Brighton. Newcastle's minus 105. The draw is plus 290. Brighton is plus 260. I'll start with Chief.
Do they just not respect Brighton? I feel like that's a disrespectful line.
I feel like they're disrespecting Newcastle here.
Mm-hmm. Newcastle
at home.
Everton, they drew Everton.
Right,
I know, but they also drew City.
I mean, they are dead tied in the table. Brighton's got them on goal differential. It feels like Brighton away. I know they're away. I know it's St. James Park. It's a big, loud place in the north. It's basically they're playing at the wall from Game of Thrones.
Yep,
but. Plus 260. It's just like that's one of those
that
things.
That shit's talking to you.
Yeah. Newcastle to me is so hit or miss.
Yeah.
That I think I'm not going to bet this one, but my gut is telling me to go with Brighton.
Okay. Rudy.
To me, this feels like Brighton is going to play better. They're going to score. And Newcastle will eke out a tie. They may score first, but to me, this just reeks of tie because Newcastle should be better. They're at home, but they just don't have that punching quality. Whereas, like, Man City game, they get a draw there. You can get up for that game.
Right.
You can really, like, it's like playing Arsenal. Like, you talk about all the time. Like, teams are always going to get up for you.
Right.
Especially if it's a home game. So that isn't that surprising to me. And Eddie Howe knows how to play that. Brighton is, like, kind of a unique animal where like they got all these young guys, you don't really know what the fuck they're doing, but they're sick.
Right.
And then I just don't think that Newcastle has that like punching power, that knockout power against those kind of teams. So I think it's going to be a draw.
Zah.
And then when they get up for the Arsenal game, they start kicking Saka. The referee just lets lets it go. And then the people online are like, oh, he just limps and all that, blah, blah, blah.
So I saw like a headline that said like Joker 2 photo op, like off at the box office. And he's in the replies like, how does this affect Saka's legacy?
All that being said, Brighton away win.
Wow. Okay. So this made it very easy for me. Because I looked at the lines this morning, and I thought the Newcastle minus 105 line was a trap line. Like, oh, everyone's going to bet that. All three of you guys coming up here and basically picking Brighton makes this a no-brainer for me. No disrespect. Give me Newcastle at home. You're talking about hit or miss. Think about it. Anytime you're in a slump, how do you get out of a slump? You go back home. You go to the fundamentals. You go back to the old bar that you used to clean up at. You do that shit at home. I like Newcastle in this game. That might even be an official play. Maresh,
it'll probably hit.
What's Brighton's
probably
mascot?
Probably will hit.
Yeah.
Brighton's mascot is the gulls, seagulls.
Yeah.
Seagulls fly together. I'm with the boys.
All right.
All right. So four out of the five guys on this panel on Brighton, the only winner on this panel on Newcastle.
I said tie.
Do what you want with that information. Oh, all right. Fair
you're kinda,
enough.
You're kind of, yeah. I said tie.
Well, you said your gut said Brighton wins on the road.
Well, we know someone's going to win now if he said maybe draw. We know someone's going
to
win.
Exactly. Someone's going to win. Both teams to score, no draw because Rudy said draw. It's probably plus money, to be honest with you. All right, next game we got. This game's a fucking shitter. Southampton at home against Leicester. I'll let Chief start.
Snooze.
Yeah.
Snooze. So it's where? It's at Southampton?
Yep. That's your boy.
St. Mary's.
No, your boy's Bournemouth.
No, he's
last, Southampton? He's
last, oh, the
potato
internet
head
guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's Southampton. I'm sure he's got a message.
You
got
to ride with him then.
Fucking wet wipes over at Leicester. Yeah, I'll probably ride with Southampton.
Yeah.
But like the guy who still has my heart is Steve Cooper.
Yeah.
So I am torn between my favorite guy on the internet and my favorite coach of all time. I'm probably just not betting this one. It does smell like a draw to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rudith?
I can't pretend to have any kind of opinion on this.
Correct. So by all means, you could just say, fuck this game.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Leicester's probably going to win it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not actually going to bet any money on it. If I had to bet the game, I would probably just take the over.
Yeah. The Premier League knows what they're doing, putting that in the middle of all the 9 o'clock games.
Yeah, they know. Like, no one's watching that fucking piece of shit game. Yeah. All right, next up, Bournemouth at home against the Arsenals. Bournemouth plus 400, draw plus 310, Arsenal minus 155. You know I'm going to start with you.
Yeah. No, I don't like this time slot at all. It's
a night game.
Listen.
Right?
Bournemouth, yeah.
Yeah, they're six hours ahead.
Actually, no, this ain't night. This is late afternoon.
It's evening.
Late afternoon. This is late afternoon. 5 o'clock.
It's
a 5:30
evening.
5:30 kickoff. Which, yeah, 5.
Yeah, a little pot pie time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
The sun sets early, though, now.
Yeah. Banana peel game, this one. This one's on paper, it looks easy, but let me remind people about 2 years ago when we thought after this game, when we won this game, we thought that we were on our way to the title, and then I think next game is when Saliba gave out. But winning that game 2 years ago, Bournemouth was up 2-0 into the 60th minute. We had to win this game from a miracle from Reece Nelson in literally last kick of the game, 96 minutes. So Bournemouth is not an easy fixture. That being said, I guess I got to have to wait for the gaffer to talk tomorrow. He's going to speak tomorrow, update us on the international stuff. Calafuri, I saw, had a little something going on. We got to hear about Saka. We got to hear about Tomiyasu and all those injuries.
Martinelli.
Martinelli, too. Yep, Martinelli didn't play the second Brazil game. Apparently, he was actually hurt, so we got to hear about that. And they weren't sniped on training today, which is an Arsenal tactic. Why would you tell people, update people on your players' fitness? So we'll see if everybody, I'm hoping everybody makes it through, but I think we should be able to get through this one. And people, there's a lot of chatter about the whole Marino. People are doing combined lineups. Oh, this is the best Arsenal team and all that. Putting in Marino instead of Partey. Let's stop playing favorites here. Let's stop doing this whole, I like this guy. Partey is the first midfielder in the lineup at Arsenal Football Club. He gets in before Declan Rice based off this season's performance.
You're smoking crack.
Period. Based off this season's performances, he is the number one midfielder at Arsenal Football Club. Period.
Clip.
That is a fact.
Clip it.
That is a fact.
Even with a healthy Odegaard?
Brother, I don't play ifs, buts, maybes. I'm talking about the games we've played. I'm talking about what I've seen. The best.
Okay, I'll give you that.
The best midfielder
this year, yeah, but to sit here and say that he is the number one option over fucking Declan Rice is crazy.
Right now he is. Right now he is.
That's crazy.
I don't play favorites.
Okay,
right now he is.
So if the league was up for grabs this Saturday and you could only play either Partey or Declan Rice, you're going with Partey?
They don't play the same position. Declan Rice wasn't the point. The point was people are taking out Partey from the combined 11 and putting in Mikel Merino, a guy that's come on for
I think that's fair.
Two sub appearances.
Declan Rice
was not the point. I just used that as the thing. The main point is stop getting gassed. But yeah, so I've addressed all the Arsenal things. I think we're going to win.
All right. I'm going to save you the history lecture because I already did it. I don't give a fuck about all that rubbish. Arsenal's going to win this game. They have to win this game. If they want to be the big dogs in the Prem, you go in there and you handle teams like this on the road. They should win this game 3-0. They need a clean sheet. This team needs a clean sheet. It's been ugly. It's been lackadaisical. I know everyone says we have the best defense in the league. And look, I think Saliba and Gabriel is the best pairing for sure. I think Timber's been great. We're definitely missing Ben White, but they haven't been as dominant as they were last year, and I'd like to see them get back on track.
Timber and White might not play.
Really?
Yeah.
That could hurt.
That's what I was saying. We've got to wait for the half of tomorrow.
I mean, regardless if they play or not, I'm riding with the boys. Give me the gun.
We might actually have an injury crisis.
If you guys are trying to win the title, this is a game you have to win.
Right.
Right. So I do think Arsenal is going to be in the title hunt for most of the year. This is like another don't think, just throw. Minus 155, you eat the juice, you count the money, you're good.
Rudy?
Yeah, Arsenal will win this game.
Fucked. We're so fucked.
Now we're winning.
Oh, because I'm saying Arsenal's going to beat Bournemouth?
No, I don't want to do this, dude. That's not fair. That's
it's not like Vitality Stadium is some.
Yeah, no, that was unfair, yeah. Rudy. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Now. Hey, maybe if you bet them, you might just win.
No, if I were betting on this, I'd do like Arsenal clean sheet.
All right. So now we'll win 2-1. Maresh, you got any opinion?
I
got
to see if you're objective. Because I was very fair with my analysis.
No, I think Arsenal, it depends on the lineup. Like you said, got to see the gap. If Saka's there, Saka loves a goal against Bournemouth. I think he had two last time out. I believe he had a brace.
Yeah.
Last time at Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah. In the yellow kits.
So you never know, but you never know who's going to start. I don't know. Can Trossard be the guy? I don't even know many, who starts at Bournemouth. Like I don't
know either.
Yeah, so
Semenyo,
yeah.
Semenyo's good, but they don't have Solanke anymore. He was the threat. They don't have
that new Brazilian guy. The Evan Nilsson.
Oh, yeah.
Evan Nilsson.
Yeah, they paid $40 million for him.
Tavernier.
Yeah, like they have a very solid. They're another team to me. Like them and Fulham are kind of like they're just the same.
They're a lunch pail team.
Yeah, yeah. Like they will never be in a relegation fight with this group, but they're not going to be challenging for Europe either.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
All right, so Arsenal all the way across the board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm kind of nervous now. Anyway, all right, fuck it. Wolves at home against City. Wolves plus 750. Draw plus 500. City minus 320. Rudy?
here's the thing, man. Wolves have this like kind of weird thing with City. And maybe I'm only thinking of the bad moments, but it always gets a little goofy.
For the American audience, based off what you've said in the first 3 seconds, it sounds like Josh Allen playing the Jets. Like, it's always a goofy, weird game. I know they just won last time, but anytime the Jets and Bills play, no matter how bad the Jets are,
yeah,
like, sometimes they just find a way to win that game.
There's been times where we've just absolutely blown the doors off them, for sure, but Wolves, I never really enjoy it. And a lot of that has to do with just, like, PTSD of Adama Traore, just, like, scoring goals that like didn't seem humanly possible off a body that doesn't seem like it should be playing soccer. Like I was like, am I watching a fucking anime now?
He's the best, bro. I love him.
But having said that, I think it's sort of similar to the Bournemouth Arsenal. It's like you just win these games. You got to win these games. You have to have them. They've sort of had their little hiccups. I don't think KDB is gonna play. That sucks. We still have to come to terms with the fact that we just don't have Rodri.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with that personally. Like I know he's out, but every time we like announce team sheet, I'm like, damn.
Like he's like never coming back out.
It's like he really is hurt, and it happened a month ago, I think. So I think the biggest if we win the Premier League this year, it'll be because of Rico Lewis. In my opinion, like now, he is such a difference maker, and if he comes into his own, he can like transform that position in an area where we need it badly. And so I think this is a win. I don't know why I'm even saying this shit, dude. We got this.
Because I was gonna say, obviously, I don't know as much ball as you guys, but you and Maresh both told me that you're never gonna know when City's gonna lose.
Yeah,
and like if they do lose, it's gonna be one where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like they, and I feel like at Wolves could be one of those games.
I don't have the balls.
I can't say
I don't have the balls to bet Wolves, but a Sunday 8 a.m. kickoff on the road, like City might not give a fuck about that game.
This iteration of Wolves can't do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Years past Wolves.
The Portugal Wolves.
Right.
Yeah, Nuno
so, like,
Wolves.
City, Wolves. City could lose to, like, a competent mid-table team, like a Brighton, a Forest.
Totally.
Yeah,
thank
a Fulham.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you guys are good. Yeah. You guys are a quality club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I support the trees. All right, so, I mean, I'm obviously not going to sit here and pick Wolves to win. I think City will get it done. I think we're all going to go City across the board.
I'm actually just going to parlay this with Arsenal because that gets you to plus 115, and that seems too easy to pass by.
Oh, my God. Now I got to bet it. Fuck.
I don't know. This might be the one. This might be the one.
Call your shot.
This might be the one. Maybe not a loss, but drop points.
He's wearing Wolves colors as we're talking.
I know. Yeah. It looks meant to be.
Drop points, the City situation, injuries. I don't know who's back internationally. Wolves,
I
likewise,
think they're returning everyone.
Yeah, but this might be the one. I'm hoping this is the one.
Wolves just gave up 5 to Brentford.
Yeah, they
this,
did.
Again, this might be the one.
Wow. So you're going with draw plus 500? Maresh, City?
Do you want to just give me that money instead?
I mean, I'm not. I'm leaning.
Okay.
I only actually have one potentially. So I have one pick that I'm putting money on. That's a Spurs one, the over, and that potentially Brentford with that plus 350. But I have to sleep on that.
Okay. All right.
City.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Game of the week. Forest. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck that game. That ain't game of the week. Game of the week. Liverpool at home against Chelsea. Liverpool minus 160. Draw plus 340. Chelsea plus 390 to win the game at Anfield. I think that's a little disrespectful. I think the Chelsea could get it done. And I know I'm not supposed to like this team. I don't like this team. But I think this team is fucking good. And I see plus 390. It's very intriguing to me. I'm gonna take the value in plus 390 and go with Chelsea in this game.
They ain't winning that.
They ain't winning that.
They're not winning.
All right, well, enlighten me. Like, why do you guys just brush that?
They are not winning.
They just lost to Forest. Forest went into Anfield and won.
They're not winning.
We're road warriors, though.
Yeah. The other problem, though, is that then now that's that one loss at Anfield that you get, like, one of those a year.
Ah, shit.
But I'm with you. I'm actually with you. I think that.
Which is even a bigger, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as.
It comes down, is Cole Palmer going to win this game or not?
That's all. I don't need Cole Palmer doing anything in this game. That's it. That's all. Really, do I think Chelsea can win at Anfield? Absolutely not.
Damn,
it's a weird matchup. So, Chelsea have the second most scored goals in the league, and Liverpool have the least goals conceded with two all season. So it's an interesting matchup. Can the Liverpool defense? And I think without Konate.
Konate got hurt at France.
I think he got hurt before.
Yeah, he did.
I think, wait, you know, can they Ponsa?
Probably. Can they stymie this?
Gomez? Chelsea? Oh, my God. If it's Gomez. All right. It might be Chelsea then.
No, well, it's at the Kop. And Chelsea are without Fofana and Cucurella due to yellow card suspension.
Cucurella. Cucurella.
And then
Cucurella.
Yeah, well, so they'll probably do Colwill. And I don't know who their other center back would be. Badiashile?
I don't know. I mean, they have 100 fucking players, so.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
But they don't have 100 at left back because they like, sent Ben Chilwell into the ether. He's not allowed to train with the team, I don't believe.
They'll play Sean Paul there.
Malo
Sean
Gusto.
Paul.
Sean Paul.
Dude, Malo Gusto is good.
He looks like fucking Sean Paul in the Gimme the Light video.
Yeah.
Give me the light. What do you like in this game, Chief?
I've been staring at this game for a week.
I think it's beautiful.
I still don't know. I'm excited to watch it. It's gonna be great, but I don't have a read on it. My gut says, like, you just bet on the team that's rock solid defensively, and that would be Liverpool at home. But at the minus 160, like, it's not enough value for me
to pull the trigger on it.
So I'm just going to sit back and enjoy.
One more injury before you confirm that. Allison's out for like 5 weeks.
Okay.
That changes everything.
Yep. I am 390. I'm betting Chelsea.
Allison's out for like
I want
weeks.
Nothing to do with Liverpool winning at Anfield now. That changes everything.
That
here
does change.
Bullshit. See, I'm over here. I already knew that. I was the sharpest one. I'm going Chelsea. Now everyone's flipping, and now they're fucked.
I don't know. That's like Raya. That's like Raya being out. Yeah. That's yeah.
I just bet it.
That changes everything.
He's out for a while.
Also, it's one of those things where, like,
5 weeks.
I want Chelsea to win at Anfield because it's fun. And at 390, it's like, I'm down to have a good time.
Who's their backup? Is Keller still there?
No, they signed that Georgian dude, but I don't know if he's officially there yet. I think he's on loan at the team that he
was. So Kelleher is still there?
I think Kelleher is there because Forrest is trying to sign him at the buzzer.
They have Kelleher and Yaros. So it's going to be Kelleher.
Yeah.
Kelleher and Gates. Damn.
Chief, I'll give you another crack at it. Gun to head. What are you going with?
Gun to head. Gun to head, I'll go Chelsea plus Chelsea. 390.
Yeah, 390 is too much fun.
Chelsea. Allison is a player and a half. Allison is worth, Allison will win you. Allison alone is worth, in a season, he's one of those guys that's worth 15 points.
One more step.
His saves
guys
are worth 15 points.
In their last six meetings, five draws.
Mm.
Really?
Mm. Wow. All right, I'm going draw. I'm going draw plus 340. I think if Allison's going to be out, Arnie Slot will have those boys parking that bus. He'll come up with something to help it out. Not park the bus, but he'll provide extra support.
I don't even think they know what that means.
You have to park the bus when you've got Salah.
I'm not saying like completely park. I think they'll just play more defensive.
What, they're going to idle the bus?
I don't know tactics, bro. This is just what I think is going to happen. I'm going draw now because all you guys hopped on my fucking pick.
It's an interesting one.
You just spoke first.
I know, and then you guys all stole my pick. It's
no, whatever. That's
it's fine. It
happens when you go first.
I know. I get it. Whatever. All right, Monday, 2 p.m. kickoff Central Time, Forest at home, plus 130. The Tricky Trees haven't won at home, but here they are as favorites against Crystal Palace. Palace plus 215.
Oh, Zosh.
The draw is plus 225. That bad man, Tang Zosh. Rubbing his hands together like he found a pot of gold.
I have a representative in this game that could do the funniest thing for this podcast. The funniest thing ever. And guess what I am going to be dressed in on Monday? His black jersey.
Eddie and Ketia anytime. I knew that was fucking fun. I actually don't hate it. Gibbs White's out. His girlfriend was... posted him on Instagram. He's in a walking boot, so that was tough
crutches,
to see.
Right?
Yeah, crutches in a walking boot.
It popped up on my TikTok. I was like,
didn't love that. I think it's going to be one of those games where even though I would love to be on the front foot at home going for it, I think they'll try to pack it in. So we'll have – I don't know what the tactics are going to be. I think it's tough to say. So I kind of like a draw parlayed with the under because I – Crystal Palace hasn't scored. Forest struggles to score.
You're hard to break down at City Ground.
Very hard to break down at City Ground. So I'm feeling like a 1-1 draw. So maybe with that Eddie Nketiah anytime, which would absolutely fucking suck.
That hilarious. The thought of Eddie going to Forest.
Right.
He was just about to sign there. Chief was like, Chief was twerking on how good he was.
Twerking.
He was twerking. He was dancing. He was doing the conga lines. Imagine if Eddie walks in that trap and puts
doing
one back.
I honestly
don't know if he'd get crazy in the team over Chris Wood. Fuck him. So fuck Eddie and Katia. Chris Wood's a machine.
He's been easy,
you know? No, let me. You know what? No, hold on. I'm gonna pull up a stat. Now you're making me maybe mad. I'm gonna have to pull up a stat because Chris Wood, since Nuno took over, is third in the league in goals. Third in the league in goals since last Christmas.
I don't think Eddie scored this year.
It's hot. No, he hasn't.
He was good back end of last season. Chris Wood.
Yeah. Once Nuno, he had three against Newcastle when they first got there. So. It's like Haaland's got 23.
Havertz?
No, I think Wood's got more than Havertz. I'm pulling it up. I tweeted it not too long ago. But Chris Wood's got 16 goals. So talk to me when Eddie Nketiah buries 16 goals in a calendar year.
Hey, listen, you got to start somewhere. It might be on Monday.
He ain't ever going to talk.
I mean, he's got 4-7 this year.
Chris Wood, yeah.
Chief the Forest fan himself is going with the draw. I think that's a little pussy. But I respect that he's betting with his head, not his heart.
Mm-hmm. Now, look at around 1:50 local time here.
You'll be all in on Forest.
Yeah. I gotta see the lineups. I gotta believe. I gotta see the lineups. I gotta get the right frame of mind. But right now, I also fuck the Premier League because they're making Forest play on Monday and then Friday.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
Bullshit. And
you have the Friday game?
Yeah, this coming Friday. We have the
playing
Leicester.
So it's the Steve Cooper revenge game on short rest. Like I don't like that at all. That just feels like they're out to get us again.
Yep. Everyone's out to get Forrest.
And if Eddie scores on Monday, we record the show right after. So.
Oh, my days.
It's going to be fresh for Zaha.
Yeah, it's not going to be
fresh. Yeah, we're not recording until after that game's
over. Yeah, totally. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Rudy, what do you
think?
That's
the right thing to do.
How many games have you played without Gibbs White?
This will be he got hurt at the end of the last game. So that's why at the end of the Chelsea game, which was a draw. And then he missed one game with suspension, which that was the Fulham game they lost.
And how are those games without him gone?
Was it 1-0 against Fulham?
Yeah, but you guys, I don't think you've scored since he got hurt.
No,
although it was just one full game.
Gibbs White?
Gibbs White, yeah. So, okay. I mean, like, look, he is the heartbeat of the team.
Yeah.
He makes everything go. Try as they may to, like, cobble something together.
Hudson-Odoi
What about him?
Didn't he score at Newcastle?
At Liverpool. At
the Hudson-Odoi at the goal.
Gibbs White was in that game?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was. Yeah. Gibbs White, like, there's a reason he's getting called up to England. Like, he's a stud. He creates so much from open play. He plays a 10 for us. He does great work defensively. He really should be, like, if someone else signs him for big money, they could play him at an 8, and he would be great.
So to answer the question, this is a huge issue.
It's a huge, yeah. Right. If you remove, and it's like, it's not like you guys losing a player, you guys losing a player. The gap between him and our second player is so big. So it's going to have to be, you win on taxes. But that leading goal scorer since Boxing Day last year, Haaland 23, Cole Palmer 22, Chris Wood 16. So Eddie Nketiah, go fuck yourself.
Preach. Get him.
So I might bet Chris Wood anytime just and Forrest to win. Yeah, you better be sitting right next to me on the couch.
We're going to do that.
2 o'clock Monday.
All right, so draw Rudy.
I just think Crystal Palace suck.
Yeah.
The table would reflect that you're
I just think they suck. I've been trying to stoke their fire and been like, they're going to get
going.
Dude,
me too. What? Like, what am I doing?
That's why we're all thinking about that, because all we could think about is, like, their last 7 games last
year. And we know why. They lost Elise, who has proven to be, like, a legitimate stud. A superstar. So, no, Crystal Palace suck.
Which makes me think Forest.
Forest.
Okay. Forest plus 130 from Rudy.
And I'm kind of pissed about it, too, because
Zaw is placing a bet as we speak.
This little cocksucker.
Is it Eddie?
Just call
Eddie Nketiah, anytime goal scorer. Doesn't even know if he's starting, but it's
Is that
him.
Your golden boot?
I haven't even. No, Liam Delap. I chose him and Ethan.
Oh, wait to ruin it. All right, it's fine. Go ahead, continue.
I haven't even. What did I ruin?
Your golden boot pick before we got to golden boot.
Oh, I mean, I was asked the question.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was asked the question.
That's good.
Smokes, I answer questions.
Deflect.
I run an honest program.
Deflect.
I don't do that. I run an honest program. You ask me a question, I answer it.
All right.
I haven't even put in the other ones. Okay. That's the first one I put in.
Wow.
I want people to know that.
So what was it? Eddie Nketiah anytime?
Plus
what was it?
Plus 250. Eddie Nketiah anytime.
All right.
First goal of the year, right?
Let's see here.
Mm-hmm. Would be.
Mm.
Now, I would take Forrest. But Chief just has this little fucking thing about him where every time we watch a game together, he just secretly roots for Arsenal to lose. And if he wasn't like that, I'd have no problem rooting for those tricky trees to get their first win at home. But since he's such a little fucking prick, and I know how Zaw gets, I want to be on the same side as Zaw if Eddie Nketiah puts one in and Palace wins.
You hate him.
I do. But, like, I hate how you fucking, like, you snake me every time we watch a game together. So, like, if I'm going to ride with anyone, it's going to be my dog, Zuck. Because me and him, we're fucking boys through and through.
Fair.
So, I'm going to go with Palace. Maresh?
Ain't no secret about the way that boy in the tree kits feels about United. He comes on this show and he flaps his gums about how much he hates us.
Hey.
And somehow.
Hold on. I want to clarify something. It's not about Arsenal. It's not about United. It's about you guys. Like, I hate you guys. I want you guys to be miserable. So that's what it is. If you decided that tomorrow you're a Bournemouth fan, I would troll the shit out of you about Bournemouth.
That's fair.
Okay?
Well, like I said, he flaps his gums. He talks his shit. His shit's been backing up by United shit performances, but I still ride with them. I'm going to go Forrest.
Wow. All right. Before we get into Golden Boot, I don't want to spend too much time on this. City has the same odds to be relegated as Nottingham Forest at plus 900. Is that just like they haven't updated the sports books? Like, why are they plus 900 to be relegated? Like, we know nothing's going to come out of those RICO cases.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably reflecting the market.
Yeah, it's so, the unknown. Yeah. We don't know what'll happen. Yeah. And the fact that it's been floated. The fact that it's been floated as an idea of something that could happen to them. They have to be.
That's like the retail bettors wishing for something. Yeah. And
that's us. That's us haters. Trust me, I've already smashed that fucking thing. Plus 900. I smashed that thing the second I saw your TikTok, I smashed that thing.
Now, I will say there was a point in the summer where it was 16-1. So it is moving.
It's down.
Yeah.
Which means it's more likely to happen.
Correct.
As of right now, City is more likely to be relegated than Bournemouth. At this moment.
If they get relegated, I'll quit.
Hey, you can be our championship
correspondent. Lock the fucking door if they get relegated.
That'd be all time.
I'll quit.
Here goes Rudy, our championship correspondent.
There he is.
Well, hey, we might be there with you.
So. Yeah, bro. City United.
The championship's fun, guys. Yeah. The championship's a lot of fun.
Manchester Derby on Paramount Plus next
year. What are you?
That would go crazy.
Yo, where are you on the table? 14, I only know. Baby. I only know
one
what's four. Going on.
1-4.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, hold on. You're up 1 point? You're up one? You're 15th last time I checked.
I believe we're 14th.
He's dancing with the devil. You're walking on thin ice, pal. Yeah,
they're Lingard, dude.
All right, let's get into these golden boots. We'll start with the worst and then end with the best. You guys already know who the worst person is.
You want to explain in case we have
no- Oh, yes, thank you. You're right. So if you're new here, golden boot is we all pick someone to score a goal. That's pretty much it, right?
You can only pick it's a survival pool. You can pick a team twice, like home and away, because there's not enough teams to do one team every week.
Right.
And you can't repeat picks.
You can't repeat. Right.
Once you use a player, it's like Survivor. Once you use a player, whether it wins or loses, you can't use them again.
And then once you've used a team twice,
you can't use that team. Okay. Thank you for that.
Actually,
I gave a terrible explanation. All right. Rudy, you suck. You're 1-4. You've single-handedly destroyed Mo Salah, Isak, Haaland, and Cole Palmer. Whose life are you going to ruin this week?
At this point, it doesn't matter. Like,
don't say Havertz.
Say Havertz.
It's a good pick. And now I'm in this weird position where, like, I want to get a win, but I also want to just start, like,
you enjoy the mush.
Do I just want to be a terrorist?
Yeah. You could be Voldemort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to just see worlds burn.
Right.
I want to, like,
I think that's more of your style. That's new to us on Pro Clubs.
My life doesn't matter.
Yep.
It's more so like I just want to see the world burn.
Just Dracarys their ass.
Yeah. Exactly. So I wasn't even thinking about that until you said it. I was going to go in Mbeumo. But man, that just sounds like a good pick. I'm going to go Kai Havertz.
Wow. Nice. Thanks, Zah. Way to fuck us.
I wasn't even thinking about it, but that's
Of course he was.
He'll start Ace. He's starting Asus. Havertz got injured. Havertz didn't even go to Germany.
He's just feeding you bullshit.
Oh, no, dead ass. Dead ass.
It's over.
Kai Havertz is going to play.
Oh, no, but he's injured.
He's going to come on late and score.
You never know.
Let me look it up. Is he actually hurt?
He's injured. He didn't go to Germany.
You won't know till tomorrow, so you're kind of placing
him. Him not going to Germany means he's the healthiest he's ever been.
No, knee injury, late October 2024. Oh. Okay, fine.
Get off Havertz. Do another team.
Do Jesus.
Do
Jesus.
No, he wants Wemo.
Next man.
Oh, no. I need him.
Next man up.
I need a Brent.
Next man up.
I mean, Saka could be good.
No.
Bro, if he picks Saka, his hamstring's going to fall off the bone.
He's going to be doing that limp in the fifth minute.
Honestly, that'd be scenes. Go with Saka. And if something happens, like, Zaz actually going to, like, kill you.
This is a
potential. So win, if you take Saka, it's a win-win.
Brother, this is a potential spot.
Yeah, don't do Saka. No, that could ruin my whole year.
Because if Palmer does a little thing, if he does a little thing right against fucking Liverpool, it's going to be blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. On a weekend that Saka doesn't score, bro, I will be getting cooked the whole week.
Dude, let's ride the lightning, man. I want to feel alive.
Rudy,
Bukayo
give us your
Saka.
Is that your pick, Saka? Oh my god.
Running down the wing, Saka.
Saka. Left foot, bottom corner.
Fuck, I might have to change, but I might have to go United now. I might have to fucking go. Yeah, I'm going.
Running down the wing, Saka.
Saka. I had to lap. Fuck that, scratch that, give me Xerxes, and I hope he fucking misses every single thing that he...
Okay, so now you guys are just hate-picking.
Yes, give me Xerxes.
Yep.
All right, next up is going to be me. I'm going with Son to score for Tottenham.
Okay, I like that. Jamie Vardy, Southampton, away. This feels like a Jamie Vardy kind of game. This is why I'm the Golden Boot King. This is why I'm the Golden... What am I, 5-1?
You're not the Golden Boot King.
Four, yeah, I think I am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
I
4-1. Well, wait. This brings up a good point. Moving forward, if you are out of this office and do not tweet your golden boot pick, it's counted as a loss. You and Maresh both have absences,
and Rudy, and we're
not penalized. So your record kind of inflated.
All right, well, you're lucky I'm not 5-1. How about that?
Or you're lucky you're not 3-2.
I have 4. You're going to subtract one from me?
Yes.
Okay. Wait, was that always a rule?
No,
I just made it.
Just made it up.
That's like a free pass. You're basically like on a bye week. There's no bye weeks here.
It was a punt.
No punts. All right, go.
Jamie Vardy.
Maresh.
Yeah. Worked out perfectly that I talked Zah out of Dalap because that was who I wanted, so thank you.
I liked him too. I'm not going to lie. All right, so Dalap, Vardy, Saka.
Running down the wings. Saka.
And I got Son. All right.
I can't wait.
If you don't, if you, this is the shit that we talk about as Arsenal fans. I back you to oblivion. If you don't do something this weekend for me, I'm going to get fucking murdered here.
All right. Time for our official pick of the week. We're going to start with the worst, which to no surprise is Rudy. You are actually a whopping 1-4 on Golden Boot and official picks, putting you at
2-8
on the year, which is 20%. So, guys, if you are listening,
just sit back and watch, dude. Yeah. Like, there's like focus on Smokes, the other guys for good picks. I like just watch me.
No. Rudy is the best bettor on this panel. If you fade him, if you faded his picks, you'd be hitting at an 80% clip, which makes you, ironically, the best gambler on this show.
Right. So here it is. Pick the opposite of this. That would be Aston Villa plus 190.
Yep. I figured so. Za, you're the second worst. What do you got?
I have the over in the Spurs and West Ham game.
Which is 3.5?
3.5.
Okay. Chief.
I'm going to do that parlay that I liked in the United game. So I'm taking the Brentford double chance, which is plus 115. And the over 2.5, so plus 300. So I'm swinging for the fences on that a little.
I like that.
Yep.
Maresh.
Brennan Johnson to score assist plus 100.
Love it. All right, the moment you've all been waiting for, Nicky Smokes, best Premier League bettor on the panel. I got Tottenham and West Ham, both teams to score, no draw, minus 110. Comb your hair and take care. Shout out to everyone who tuned in and made it this far into the episode. If you haven't already, please check out our socials. They're all Pitch Picks. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And also, let us know what you think in the comments, if there's any segments or specific questions you want to hear on the episode that's going to come out on Monday. Be sure to be active in the comment section. Let us know, like, and subscribe, and we'll see you guys Monday morning.